What it do? It's your boy Robbie Bean. Back with another show. Trying to keep this thing rocking, popping, shaking and baking and all that good shit, you dig? Back at it, man. Been going through it, you know what I'm saying? Trying to eat right. Trying to go to sleep earlier. Shit easier said than done. When I went back home on emergency leave, I was going crazy. You know what I'm saying? When I came back, it was my birthday. I was going a little crazy. So I'm trying to get this shit right, man. I'm trying to get it right. Had a motherfucking PT test last week. Now, matter of fact, it was this week, matter of fact. Yeah, this Monday. And you know, I just turned 27. And it's like every 4 years or 5 years, the PT test switch. And they get like a little easier. So my runtime was like a 17. I was like, bet. I ran that shit the first time. I'm like, bet, this shit's sweet. I'm going to walk a little bit. Bet. I get up to the jump. 17:06. I was like, damn, bruh. I was tight. I mean, I was, but I wasn't. It's just annoying other people. You know what I'm saying? You know how that be. You want to get a little lecture, a little talk and shit. Like, you good? You going to be good? I'm like, yeah, nigga. I'm going to be straight. I don't want no pep talk, no lecture. I'm fine, nigga. It's good. I'm going to pass this hoe. Unfortunately, I was able to take that motherfucker again Wednesday. Knocked it out. Did what I did. You feel me? Yeah, I'm a bare minimum dude on that shit. I ain't gonna hold you. Bare minimum. Whatever the motherfucking joint is, that's what I'm gonna get. If it's 57, I'm gonna do 57. No, I might do one or two more, just in case. That's just me. I'm not gonna lie. I can't remember last time I actually just went ham and tried hard type shit. Like, I guess if you're trying to get promoted, then yeah, I guess that's your whole thing. Like, do you kill it? You know what I'm saying? You try to make that six or that whatever. But yeah, I already signed my papers. You feed me. I'm good either way. Straight up. But now this last one I take, I told myself I'm going to try. The last one coming up with September. I'm going to really, you know what I'm saying, go ham. Make sure I'm Gucci. Get right and just push. Like one time for the one time. Why not? But yeah, man. You do a lot of thinking, man. Well, me in general. I don't know about everybody else, but I think a lot. You know what I mean? And I just always be thinking like this is going to be a new transition. You know what I'm saying? Going out of the army back into the civilian world. Even though I don't consider myself like a military nigga. Of course I'm in it, but it's not me. You know what I'm saying? I've been in the army, but I'm not of the, like, you know what I'm saying? Of course I might not sound right, but, you know what I mean? So yeah, I've just been trying to think, man. You know what I mean? Like, everything in life happened for a reason. Like, when I think about the next level of life, anytime in my life, like whether it be a new grade or a new opportunity, a new job, or like just anything, school, trade school, job, like I always might be nervous and like a little hesitant, like what the fuck is this type shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Because you can't control it. It's unexpected. You don't know what's going on for real. So naturally, or me personally, I'd be like, I know I could do it though, of course. I got strength to do everything. Through God, you feel me? But it's just like, next chapter, I got what's going to happen. Basically, I'm feeling that shit again right now. Even though I got a year before that, I'm still thinking like, you know what I mean? What's going to go down? But when I think about my life in general, like honestly speaking, like God always had me. You know what I'm saying? Like I always been favored by God, I feel like. Honestly, that's why I really feel like I can't lose. If I lose, it's what's on me. Cause God giving me the tools to do what I gotta do. You know what I'm saying? He giving me the tools, man. Whenever I look back on my life, like where I'm at now, and when I think about how much family been supporting me, or like church been supporting me, or, you know what I mean, real friends been supporting me. This shit crazy, man. Shit real. And it's dope. I don't think everybody got that. And you can't take that for granted. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's 5 people, 6 people, or 2 people. That's better than no people at the end of the day. I got your back and got real love for you once you see and show you that warmth and show you that keep it funky with you too at the same time. You fucking up, they get on you like, what is you doing, nigga? Get on your shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Wright, you dig? He was kicking that shit to me. He was telling me whoop de woo what he doing when he got down the pipeline. I thought he was like laying low. You know what I mean? He been plotting on big and better things out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Hopefully sometime in the future, I plan on interviewing him. You know what I mean? That's going to be my whole thing. I know I've been saying it. And he told me, you know, always be trying to kick new shit and new ideas to like certain people who I know is entrepreneurs and like on the same wavelength and like creative and all that type of shit. And yeah, he was like, man, like, what's going on? You keep talking about this shit. Like, nigga, put this shit in action, nigga. It don't mean nothing, nigga. Time don't stop for no man. He did. He told me that shit this morning, man. Sometimes you just be needing that kick in the ass, like, nigga, let's get it. Of course, naturally, you got it in you, but you might be dragging your feet a little, or take your time, but, like, nigga, you got to go ham. You got to turn this up, man. Gotta turn this up. So, most definitely, I definitely plan on interviewing Wright. You know what I'm saying? Lock in. Get this content together. Because, yeah, man, he doing big things out here, man, and vice versa. Let's get it, man. It take a village, and I really feel like, with me, like, the village really been holding me down. I feel like they is praying for me. You know what I'm saying? I can't fail. If I do, it's on me at the end of the day. I got to be smart. I got to move right. A lot of times in life, you just got to take that leap of faith. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you got to be smart and plan and woo-dee-woo-dee-woo. You know what I'm saying? But life is what life is. It's going to throw you some curveballs here and there. You just got to know how to peep that motherfucker. Peep the ball for come to you. You gotta be quick with that bitch, like Sammy Sosa. You dig? That motherfucker might be a curveball, nigga. You still gonna take a chance to try to knock that bitch out the park. Fuck a Sammy Sosa, boy. What? He don't even wanna be back. What you talking about? Who we rocking with now? I don't even know no baseball players like that. Puig, I think that's the name for the Dodgers. Yeah, I don't watch the baseball like that, but yeah, man. Bryce Harper. Boy, you don't even play for the Nationals no more. Fuck you, boy. But you went for the bread, though, so I ain't even mad at the player. Get your coins up, man. You got to get your one up or you get your fun up. You dig? Yeah, man. I was also seeing some things online about, like, technology and, you know what I mean, jobs. And, you know, every so years, like the millennium or every decade or every 5 years, shit changed. You know what I mean? So, like, in the 80s, it was a crack era, and, you know what I mean? It was suiting up for the whole prison industry, and that's how niggas was getting bread. Locking niggas up for drugs and other shit that motherfuckers, a lot of people ain't really did. That's what I heard. A lot of people is locked up off some bullshit. And if you look at the court system, like, majority of people that get locked up, them niggas take that plea because they ain't got the bread for bail. They ain't got the bread for a real lawyer. You know what I mean? And once they hit that time, they're going to sign that bitch and get that plea. Or they're going to fuck around and have a paid lawyer. And you got to pay lawyers over. But I remember listening to Plaza, the little nigga. He was like, if you got to pay a lawyer, then don't go to trial. Fuck you talking about? I'm like, oh, yeah? Damn, them paid lawyers, sweet. You know, I was a nigga in the suburbs and shit. I wasn't really hip to a whole bunch of street shit. Like, I ain't going to hold you. I learned a lot of shit through either a friend that might have grew up around or music. So when he said that, I'm like, damn, that shit tough. I'm going to get you no motherfucking a free lawyer, nigga. You don't want to get you a motherfucker that's doing shit for the free him. Fuck that. You got to get you a paid lawyer, baby. You got to save them bucks up, man. If you out there in them streets, nigga, fuck getting fly, you better have that lawyer fee money, nigga. Straight up. But yeah, basically it's about like technology and robots and basically how shit going to take over. Like everything we see in the movie. I remember when I was younger, like my mother was heavy on The Matrix and heavy on certain movies that was like saying what's going on now, basically. Like technology, robots, running shit. The earth gonna be fucked up, woo dee woo dee woo. And yeah, a lot of jobs gonna be gone. A lot of regular working class jobs, niggas not gonna need you. Just like back in the day, back when a lot of majority of black people and the black fathers, men, was working in steel mills and factories and building shit with their hands. And you gotta think, that's that whole generation that, quite honestly, that's not us no more. Just keep it a buck. Like, our grandfather, great-grandfather, uncle, great-uncle, shit like that. You know, they was like, man's man type old school. You know what I mean? Like, let me fix the car. Let me fix your house. Let me build your car. Like, shit like that. Me personally, I'm not going to hold you. I'm good with my hands. I can learn fast, mind you. But as far as, like, high labor and building a house, and even though I took carpentry and job course, I might know a little thing or two, but I'm going to be quite honest with you. If I got the bread, I'm going to kick you that. And you can go ahead and do that for me. You feel me? Straight up. I know how to change the tire and, like, check the oil and all that shit. But as far as a whole bunch of complicated shit, I'm good on that. I'd rather just pay somebody, keep it a whole bean. But, yeah, you got to think. Back then, they shut all them steel mills and factories down. if I'm not mistaken, for overseas, and they sent them shits overseas. And if I'm not mistaken, when they went overseas, or even here, nigga, robots was doing that shit. Like, they might have a couple of steel mills or car joints, or, but them factories ain't here no more. Computers is doing all that shit now. Robots is doing all that technology, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all about making more money out here. You already know how the world go. Capitalism, you dig? Bread over everything. Don't shit else matter but that money, you dig? So, at a certain point, did the money get so high, you dig? You got to find other ways to stretch that buck, though. And we going to suffer. The people going to suffer. So, you just got to figure out other ways to do what you got to do. That's what I'm saying. You got to have your own thing on the side no matter what. Even if you're working for whoop-de-woo or you in whatever you win, you got to have your own thing. You got to, man. Because if shit, you fired, you got to have something to go back to. Of course, it might not be the same stability, maybe, but if you keep grinding, keep going, who knows what can happen. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is the age of creatives, honestly. This is the age of creatives, man. Straight up and down. If you can create anything, man, like, do that shit, man. And keep doing it until you perfect it. And somewhere down the line, you're going to be able to get a check off that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? But find something you love and create, man. In any type of way. You got to keep it going, man. Straight up. Then, yeah, we got Russell Westbrook. We all know about that. He was in motherfucking Utah. It's wild out there. Old boy and his wife, he was talking crazy. Some rah-rah shit. It really ain't even that big of a... It is, but it's not that big of a deal. Because, like, it is Utah, my nigga. Like, it's Utah. Like, I think I drove down there one time off a road trip coming from Denver, driving back here and shit. And I'm like, yeah, you know what I mean? It's like... And then low-key, it's kind of hard to not think that they not racist, for real. They might not necessarily be evil people, but it's like, if you grew up with just white people and your only sight of black people is on, like, TV or news or shit, like, come on. Is it going to be good? Now you going to think black people good? No. You going to think it's a fuck shit. Because all you see on news, TV, is some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Sad part is, that shit is fucking, you got to be raised off racism. That's the wild part. Ain't like you just come in the world as a baby. Like, I don't like that black baby. Like, nah, you cool with everybody. Like, if you look at videos online, there's countless videos of little kids and babies just kicking it, chopping it up. What's Gail Janik? What's Gail Jones? They just kicking it. Black, white, man, they don't know. But then over time, you know, you got to be raised by somebody. So them parents put that seed in them. Like, you know what I mean? Don't trust it. Don't woo dee woo woo. That's some bullshit, for real, for real. That's some bullshit. You got to keep it being everybody's on. Everybody do fuck shit at the end of the day. You just got to be smart, man. You know what I mean? Got to be smart. Straight up. Then I was thinking about, basically, well, yeah, we already know this is the age of clickbait, man. This is the age of clickbait. And it's not hard to see. But, I mean, people really don't like to think for themselves, honestly. Like, a motherfucker put anything on a title and people gonna believe it. Like, all you gotta do is think, man. That's all you gotta do is think. So, majority of shit, I really don't click on. Because it's gonna be some bullshit. Like, that don't even sound real. That's some bullshit. And just keep it moving. But motherfuckers keep feeding shit. Like, you can literally put anything out and people gonna feed into that shit. Whether it's true or not. And once the truth come out, don't nobody care. You know what I'm saying? That same roar, that same energy ain't put behind when the truth come out. That's the wild part. And the motherfucker, and they found out it was a lie. They don't care about that, though. That shit wild. Straight up. I also want to talk about, basically, I feel like us is, you know what I'm saying, us growing up in America, let's keep it a bean. I feel like we got to unlearn a lot of bullshit, man. We got to unlearn a lot of bullshit, man. Simple shit. Even when it come down to, like, what, the American dream. To me, like, just as simple as that. That's bullshit to me. Because when I look at it, it's not about necessarily helping your brother or coming together. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about that. It's more so about let's get as much money as we can, move all the way out yonder. You dig, and separate ourselves. But let's count up though. You feel me? And then you already know how it is. You look at the TV. A lot of times you grow up thinking, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna be a trillionaire." Woo-dee-woo. So we might not plan accordingly. We might not think smartly. We just think we supposed to motherfucking get rich or die trying. Like, for real, that's how we think. Without the proper planning, we feel like we could take it all one shot and boom. Especially nowadays. Motherfucker make a song. Or motherfucker make an Instagram and just act retarded. He gonna get followers. But is that gonna necessarily antiquate the real dollars or longevity? You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers worry about being popping or being famous. But that shit come easy nowadays. That's why they say, if you're a creative, just keep creating, keep doing what you're doing. Because that viral shit is going to come to damn near everybody. At some point in time, you're going to get your chance to go quote-unquote viral. But what you got, the substance behind that shit. So when motherfuckers got their eyes on you for that split second, can they go back in your catalog? Like, who is this person? What'd he do? Let me go back and check him out. What he got going on? So that's what I'm saying. You gotta just keep it going. And I seen this meme where something's like, well, if you got one followers or two or 500 or five, that's still important. That still mean you got a motherfucker ear. Whether it's 1, 2, 5, 50, 100. So you just gotta keep going. Everybody gonna have that one moment, man. It's the internet, man. Everybody gonna get that chance. You just gotta make sure you got something behind. It's kinda like with Jacquees. I'm not gonna lie. When Jacquees did what he did about the king of R&B shit and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, nigga, alright, that's cool, but like, you gotta drop some new shit, my nigga. Like, all eyes is on you. You know what I'm saying? I think he might have dropped something like a month later, maybe, but I mean, like, you gotta seize that. If you get a moment like that, you gotta seize that opportunity, man. And drop straight flames. Shut everybody up, you know what I'm saying? Talented dude, I fuck with him. Most definitely. But yeah, man, I ain't gonna hold y'all up too much. You dig? Another show, another episode, whatever you want to call it. Back at it. I'm going to keep these things coming. But most definitely, my next goal is to get these interviews popping. Basically, just interviews. I'm going to be interviewing like dreamers, you know what I'm saying? People that inspire me, whether you're an artist, a creative, entrepreneur, somebody out here just trying to do something different, trying to pursue your dreams, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple artists, a couple rappers, couple entrepreneurs, couple people that used to be in the military, couple people that are in the military. You know what I mean? I really want to do that next. That's my next thing. So I got to get on that shit and get that popping. You know what I'm saying? And then next, I might start like a little series of people in the military. So I like a little vlog or something about that. You know what I'm saying? Like how they feel about it or, you know what I mean? The ups and downs of being a motherfucker in the military. You know what I'm saying? Just thinking out loud though. But I definitely need to put this shit into action. But yeah, it's your boy, Robbie Bean, man. Everybody out there, keep your head up, man. Keep going, man. It's the first day of spring, you dig? Ladies, we need them sundresses, baby. You feel me? Let's get it rocking. You feel me? Stay sexy. Be smart. Be responsible, man. Spread that good energy, man. You know what I'm saying? If you want some whack shit, go the other way, man. I don't got time for it, man. Hey, man. Hey, it's your bitch, man. Hey, it's your boy, Robbie Bean. I'm out. I holla.